Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
It's your 5-minute food fix, and Simon and I got sent little tins of Keen's mustard powder, which was very exciting for both of us because we got to experiment, get our hands muck in there, you know, get our hands on it.
We did. We got to play, didn't we, Yumi? And the lovely little yellow tins too obviously inspired us in terms of what we're wearing because we both turned up in separate studios in mustard yellow jumpers today.
I know. It's
amazing.
We're absolutely matching today. It's so funny. Obviously, we're working together too much, and I love every second of it, but I think we should devote today's episode 2, mustard powder. We will have a recipe at the end of it, but this is your 5-minute food fix.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
So, Simon, I have to confess, until recently, I only had a couple of uses in my mental Rolodex of recipes for mustard powder. Mm. One was the tomato pie, which we've talked about in a previous episode. You can find it by scrolling back in our feed. Mm-hmm. And the other was to activate it and use it actually as mustard. But you were talking about cauliflower and scones.
Yes.
And all.
Well, it's embracing it for what it is, Yumi, which is its dry nature is actually really good. It can be added to things that you wouldn't expect to get that mustardy kick into ingredients, but without maybe changing their texture. So it's really good for adding to dry, floury sort of mixes like a scone for that little bit of oomph. Oh. It's also really good as a rub, you know, in the way that you would use spices and other things to rub over ingredients. It's really good for that. So yeah, when you're preparing some roast vegetables with some oil, some other whole spices like cumin seeds or whatever, and then try a bit of mustard powder to rub into them and then roast them in the oven. Delicious.
Yum. And you were talking about a whole cauliflower, like kind of using it as a dry rub on that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fantastic for that. So give that a go. Exactly the same thing. Kind of smush it in there with a bit of oil and a bit of salt and pepper into the oven. You've got a beautiful, crispy, lovely outer cauliflower, which will also be tinged a nice yellow too, which is great. It's fantastic, traditionally used as well for a roast beef. So if you were to rub it into a roast beef before it goes into the oven, it gives it a lovely, really crispy, savoury outer.
Oh, and because it's dry, it doesn't kind of add moisture to the beef surface.
Exactly. So it ends up with a really lovely savoury crust.
Oh, that sounds amazing. Well, it's warming up now, thank goodness, because winter felt long for me. I'm sure longer for you down south.
Oh, it's still going.
But this is my humble brag, but I love the outdoors and I love to go hiking. I go hiking with my friends, but I also like to take the kids out for little day hikes. And I've kind of got a whole system, which is all about lightweight food, non-perishable things, but also using that delicious picnicky kind of reward as a way of marking time. So you get to the top of the waterfall, you take off your backpack, you sit down and then you unwrap your baguette and you just really enjoy the crunch.
That's the best bit of the day, isn't it?
It really is. So I feel like I've got it nailed as far as picnic food goes. And you and I have talked about the idea of one day doing a hiking, camping, picnicking cookbook.
Yes, for sure. That would be you, Yumi, entirely. I'd be there for the
but
sandwich.
For
you
the
could airlift me in for the sandwich.
I can do food by the side of the road. I love a sort of a challenge. But okay, so here's what I would do. If you're thinking of going for a hike, taking your kids out, even just to the park, you know, you kind of want non-perishable things that aren't going to go feral. So mustard powder works in this case. I would also get the best baguette you can find. Oh, just even the word baguette.
Very nice.
You know, and I get excited. My mouth starts to go, okay, we're going to have baguette. Some ham, some cheese. And then what you do is you cut open the baguette, you activate the mustard powder. Mm-hmm. So you do that by getting a few teaspoons out and adding a little water. Actually, you've got some. Do you want to do it?
I do. I have some just here. So yeah, it's as simple as just adding it to a little bit of liquid. So in this case, I've just got a teaspoon or so. I've got a bit of water and then just stirring it around. But you could also add it to white wine vinegar, and then you'd end up with a base before you start with your dressing with an oil. So the powder's really good. Mustard's really good because it helps emulsify ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really good at adding to sort of a vinaigrette or anything like that to give it a really thick, creamy flavour. Yeah, it makes a big difference. So there we go. Now it's looking thick and unctuous and creamy.
Yum. Okay. Mm. So what I've noticed from activating it with a little water is it suddenly that peppery kick comes to life. It's quite magical. So then in your picnic scenario, you're at the top of your waterfall, you spread that mustard across your baguette, you top it with ham, you top it with cheese. If you've got the tomato, you slice that up and pop that in, and then you eat it with such vigor and vim because you've just hiked into a national park, and you deserve it.
You deserve that fancy baguette, Yumi.
I feel like getting out of the city, Simon.
Look, I'll join you. That would be lovely. Maybe we can meet halfway.
We can go in our mustard jumpers together, look like brother and sister.
we could. I mean, with our little yellow tins.
Hey, I'm very happy to say that I took some beautiful photos of the time that I took the mustard on a hike and activated it there on my sort of picnic rug. So go to our 5 Minute Food Fix Instagram to have a look.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.